Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet tells us, Hamniach Yeno Bekaron o Besvina. If a person leaves his wine in a wagon or a ship, V'halach lo Bekapandria, and then he takes a shortcut, Nichnas L'Medina V'rachatz, and he goes to the city and bathes, Mutter, then the wine that he left on the ship or in the wagon remains permitted. Im hodio shehu maflig, but if he lets his non-Jewish assistant know that he's going to be away for a long time, kedei sheyistom veyistom veyigov, then as we said in the previous Mishnah, it would be forbidden if he's away long enough that the idolater can pierce the seal, reseal it, and dry it off. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kedei sheyiftach v'yigof v'sigov. He says that it has to be a slightly longer period of time, long enough to remove the seal, replace it with a new one, and dry that. Hamniach nachri bechanus, if someone leaves a non-Jew working in his shop, af al pi shehu yotze v'nichnas, even though he's coming and going, so he's not there all the time, but he's in and out, mutter, the wine remains permitted. V'im hodio shehu maflig, but if he lets him know that he's going to be gone for a long time, kedei sheyistom v'yistom v'yigov, then again the chachamim say it's enough to pierce the seal, patch it, and dry it. That would render the wine prohibited. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kedei sheyiftach v'yigov v'sigov. And once again, Rabbi Shimon says that it would only be prohibited if he's gone long enough that the seal could be removed, replaced, and wiped dry from that. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Hamniach yeno bekaron o besvina im hanachri. So an important piece of information there is that he's transporting it by wagon or by ship with a non-Jew. Bekapandria, he takes a shortcut, bederach katsara, a shorter way. Shenichnas b'shar ze v'yotze b'shar shekenegdo. So he goes in through one gate and he leaves through the gate that's opposite it. V'rachatz, and he bathes b'merchatz, in the bathhouse. Mutter, the wine remains permitted. The kivan de nachri lo yada de shai, mirsis v'lo naga. Since his non-Jewish helper doesn't know that he's going to be gone for a long time, he's afraid he'll come back at any moment, so he's not going to touch the wine. V'ashmu inan b'masnisan plugta de rabban shimon rabbanan b'hanach tlasa babe. And our Mishnah teaches us the difference of opinion between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon in three different situations. If it only talked about a non-Jew helping him move the barrels of wine, as in the previous Mishnah, I might think that there he's only concerned because the Jew could come back and see him at any moment. But when it comes to the case of traveling by ship or by wagon, he could go below deck and not be seen and do whatever he wants, and he wouldn't be concerned. V'itana svina v'karon, and if it just told us the case of the ship and the wagon, v'lo tani hameniach nachri b'chanuso, and it doesn't tell us the case of the one who has a non-Jew working in his shop, hava mina b'svina v'karon mirseis disavar dilma b'orcha achrina azil, v'koy mitzad acher v'chazili, then I might think when it comes to the ship or the wagon, he's concerned that the Jew would come from another direction and catch him in the act, and that's why he's not going to touch it. But when it comes to the shop, that there's only one entrance that he always uses, then I might think that's not the case, that he'll always see him coming. That's why all these different scenarios are needed. And in all of these scenarios, the halacha follows Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, so the amount of time necessary to void the wine for use would be long enough to remove the seal, replace it with a fresh seal, and dry it. Mishnah Hey. Haya ochli mo al hashulchan. So let's say the Jew who has this wine is eating with the non-Jew at his table. V'haniach lagina al hashulchan ulagina al hadulbaki. And he places one jug of wine on the table and another one on the sideboard. V'hinicho v'yatza, and he leaves them there and he goes out. Mash al hashulchan asar, u'mash al hadulbaki mutter. That wine that he left on the table is now prohibited as yayin nesech, he's no longer allowed to use it, but that which is on the sideboard remains permitted. V'im amar lo, havi mozeg v'shose, but if he told the non-Jewish guest or partner or whatever he is, if he said to him, help yourself while I'm gone, Avshal hodubaki aser, then even that which is on the sideboard is prohibited. Chavios pasuchos, osros, and open barrels are prohibited, susumos, but closed barrels, kadesh yivtach v'yigov v'sigov. Then they would only be prohibited if he was gone long enough for the seals to be removed, and then replaced, and then dried. Bart Nuro, dulbaki, the sideboard. Klishim anichim bo kosos v'asisos v'ochlenu mashkin. So it's a piece of furniture, it's off to the side, and you would put cups and things on it. U'mimenu notlin u'masimin al hashochan, and they would take them from there and move them to the table. V'ein echad min ha'mesubin notel klum min ha'dulbaki, ela min hashochan. And the diners didn't take things from the sideboard, they only took things from the table. That was the way they ate, and that was the protocol. V'im amar lo havi mazug v'shose, if he told him, help yourself, ho v'harchiv lo harishus, this is because he gave him permission. Then, af mashal hadubaki aser, then even that which is on the sideboard becomes prohibited. D'samcha date v'naga b'kule, because he's relying on the permission he was given, so he's going to touch everything, he's going to help himself. And if the Jew goes out, chavios pesuchos, open barrels of wine, are prohibited. Hanimsos b'bayis shehanichosham. We're referring to barrels that are in the house where he left them. And how long does he have to be gone to invalidate closed barrels? Kadesh yivtach v'yistom v'yigov, long enough to take off the seal, replace it, and dry it. Stamach Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, v'hilchas hakavaseh. So it doesn't give us a difference of opinion in this Mishnah. It only tells us anonymously the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and the halacha follows him. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.